30 Arlington students make up the cast and crew for Broken Bondage, the first theatrical performance at the North East Side School since it restarted last summer. Playwright Kiana Watley of Indianapolis says she sought out Arlington not just to find eager student actors and singers, but teach them about the perseverance of African Americans. She says the family at the center of the play is possibly like some from the school.
The mother is tired of seeing her kids just drowning, you know, just mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, because their father got shot and killed because of a mistaken identity. And once you take the father out of the home, it leaves the kids, it leaves the family unbalanced. And so she basically takes them on a journey to encourage them about their history.
That journey begins in Africa and winds its way through slavery in the American South.
To yet another one of our master's babies. Viewed only as a sexual savage, being raped and beaten, forced to bear more children.
To Madam C.J. Walker, 1960s and 70s soul music like The Temptations, and to the modern day Black Lives Matter movement.
Hands up, don't shoot!
We will make the move!
...1920s Harlem is also a focus. During a beauty parlor scene, sophomore Joy Mosley belts out a solo while decked out in glittering flapper clothes.
I don't normally sing in front of big crowds and stuff like that. I've been in a few other school productions and stuff like that, but I didn't have major roles like this. People always say I have an old soul, so I'm pretty much, I live in it, honestly. So it really wasn't as hard. It's just the clothing that I'm trying to get used to for right now.
Freshman Mika Childress says the play balances history with the concerns of her generation. She plays the daughter of the man killed, and her character's outlook is one she thinks many students can relate to.
I'm playing a character that is not interested in school anymore, who is not inspired anymore, and I'm trying to get my inspiration back by like hearing about my history and stuff like that, so that's pretty good.
The students are also learning how to act. During another scene, some of them are dressed in white Ku Klux Klan robes and hoods, and they storm into a Harlem bar. Kimberly Reed, who helped write some of the dialogue and design the stage set, is not happy with it. Instead of expressing terror, the teen actors seem too exaggerated, almost silly. So Reed gets on stage and gives them direction.
Walk in like y'all own it. Walk around. Don't everybody scatter like that. I need two girls. Grab each other. Be scared. You're scared. You're afraid. They getting ready to burn the whole building down. How you gonna get out of there? Oh my gosh. And then let yourself go and run.
Broken Bondage's playwright Watley makes no apologies that her message is aimed at Black families. She hopes by mixing history, inspiration, and entertainment, it will lead to some tough and loving conversations at the dinner table.
I'm speaking to the families to teach them to continue to teach their kids about their history, to continue to inspire them so they can come in here and they can learn and they can find their way in the world.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.
I've got so much fun at B's and G. I got a sweet song. There's the birds in the tree. Well, I guess you say what make me feel this way, my girl.